So today is the Feast of the Reign of Christ, also known as the Feast of Christ the King. It's the last Sunday of the liturgical year, the culmination of the story we have been telling since last Advent, and that we will begin again next Sunday. And you might think that this story begins with Jesus' birth, but in fact, it does not. It begins with Christ's own proclamation. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the good news. This is where we begin. And then we turn to the miracle of Christmas, when the Word became flesh to dwell among us. Jesus coming to know us and heal us and bless us and call us to a life that is filled with mercy and justice as God's own self is filled. Life in the kingdom of God. And when earthly powers and earthly weakness rejected this call and sent Jesus to death on the cross, God refused to let us go, but returned Jesus to us as a sign and a promise of the victory of love and the true primacy of God's kingdom, calling us again and again to repent and believe the good news. The kingdom of God is at hand. What's more, the kingdom is made present to us, then, now, and in the age to come, in Jesus himself. And that is where we wind up today, on this last Sunday of the year, remembering what this means, remembering the kind of kingdom that Jesus reigns over. This is a kingdom that is home of those who fed the hungry and clothed the naked, welcomed the stranger and visited the sick or imprisoned. This is not a kingdom of power, but of compassion, not of conquest, but of care. And citizenship in this kingdom is revealed not by pledges of allegiance, but by acts of loving service. And of course, this is not new. The prophet Micah told us generations before that all God requires of us is to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. And yet, then and now, and in every age in between, we organize our world into factions and seek to gain the upper hand, whether in relationships or in economics or in politics. We fight to have and to hold power. We claim riches for ourselves only to discover that we want still more. We fashion enclaves of comfort and guard them with strategic ignorance. We give up our citizenship in the kingdom in favor of other allegiances. And we follow leaders who promise us more immediate, more satisfying rewards. And still, the choice is ours, again and again. Which kingdom will get our loyalty? Which kingdom will get our labor and our love? And when the Son of Man comes in his glory and gathers the nations before him, the truth of our choice will be revealed. For the judgment is a revelation, not an evaluation. And those people who did not stop to offer care and kindness have already rejected the kingdom, have already turned their backs on the king. While the righteous have been living in the kingdom all along, because all along they have been in the presence of the king. Because they have been with those who are hungry and oppressed and sick. And these are the very people amongst whom Christ is to be found. Our King is already there, before and after any righteous person might show up. And the story we heard this morning reveals that the King, sitting in judgment over the nations, was not watching from afar and was not simply traveling with the righteous, but was with those the righteous cared for. That is the vantage point from which the king watched the world. And if that is the vantage point from which our king watches the world, then that is the center from which all else flows. And this is key to understanding the gospel according to Matthew in particular, this gospel with which we have spent the past year. Matthew's nativity story, sets Jesus up as the true king in opposition to empire, born in a nowhere place to nobody people, forced to flee Egypt to escape the violence of King Herod and his vicious reaction to the possibility of a threat to his power. Matthew begins with the assertion that the center of the world was not to be found with the powerful, but with the anointed one, who revealed that the truth was upside down and inside out from what we thought. And Jesus' first great public discourse, according to Matthew, is that upside down declaration that it is those who are poor and sorrowing and cast aside and insignificant who are blessed by God, who are promised the joy of God's kingdom. And so it makes sense that Jesus' last teaching in the gospel according to Matthew, just before he gets on a donkey and rides into Jerusalem to face his final week, this last teaching reaffirms the message. These are the people at the center of Christ's ministry, at the center of the kingdom of God. These are the people with whom Jesus is pleased to dwell. The kingdom of God is at hand, and everyone is welcome to dwell there with him. There is no great secret in finding our way to the kingdom. There is, in fact, no need of signs of its coming. All that is required to do is to do justice and love mercy and walk humbly with God, and we know where God is found. Every night in the city of Ottawa, over 1,900 people sleep in homeless shelters. Over 200 people sleep on the streets outside. And over 300 families sleep in motels. In the city of Ottawa, 1 out of 7 people do not reliably have enough food. In 2017, that number was 1 out of 15. Today, it's 1 out of 7. Across the country of Canada, more than 1 in 10 people report always feeling lonely. Always. And across the world, over 100 million people have been forced to flee their homes. These are the people amongst whom Christ is to be found. These are the people Christ has placed at the center of his kingdom. And if we would be in that kingdom with Christ, these are the people amongst whom we must go. These are the people we are called to serve. So today, on the feast of the reign of Christ, we proclaim that the Son of Man has already come in his glory and is, in fact, here now. Today, we remember that he is the one waiting for us, not the other way around. We remember that how we live matters not because it determines whether we get into heaven, but because it determines where we live now, who we are now. So let us remember that who we are is called and beloved children of God and citizens of God's kingdom. So let us choose to be sheep, not goats. And as we turn our attention, starting next week, to the perfect fulfillment of God's promise on the last day, when there will be no need to feed anyone, no need to clothe anyone, no need to comfort everyone, because God will have met every need, wiped away every tear. But as we turn our attention to that beautiful day, let us hold firm to the knowledge that we do not have to wait to know the beauty of the kingdom, which has been prepared for us since the foundation of the world.